The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry podcast brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Today, I'm with a couple of friends of mine, Mr. Chris Taylor. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Well, because of you, I'm doing a little bit better, to be real with you. It's going to be a good podcast. And a mountain of a man. I don't know. Every time I see you, I just feel inferior. Inferior. There we go. Neil Mullis from Cochran, Georgia. How you doing, big fella?
I can't complain. It's a hell of an entrance you gave me there.
Well, you got to build them up.
Nobody want to hear it. No way. You know?
They really don't. It doesn't matter how good shit I talk. It'd be like all of us walking into the bedroom where our ladies now coming to the room with 9 inches floppy cock, Chris Taylor. Yeah, you're always like, hey, Lion, that's 3 on a good day.
Exactly.
It's okay. I wasn't blessed either.
I don't get that kind of attention.
I wish. Yeah, no. I wish.
And walking in the bedroom was pretty much like, did you turn the light out in the living room?
Yes, exactly. Did you leave the coffee pot on because you didn't turn me on yet?
Yeah.
It's sad. But I don't want to get married. That's exactly why.
Oh, come on. Join the crowd.
There's this thing I like. And I heard once you get married, that thing gets scarce.
Yeah,
and I'm quite fond of this thing. It has ruled my life since 16 years old.
It depends on how much time they spend on Amazon. You can always tell when your wife wants something from Amazon. That's when she starts getting more friendly.
When you have to pay for the cart. Yeah.
That's right.
You pay for the cart, you get the cat.
That's right. That's why I keep the dad on the cell phones.
There you go. You got to keep it turned on. Yep. I imagine you got Amazon Prime 2-day shipping.
I'd make sure
as soon as I hit paid on it, if they could have a drone flight to my house, they'd get here quicker. Yeah, it's $100 for shipping.
That's right. It's $100 a year, and it's worth it, every bit of it.
It ain't bad. Well, me and Neil are just regular-ass guys from middle Georgia, and let me tell you, there's one guy in here that's actually got some talent. And it's Chris Taylor. Chris is a musician. Where are you originally from, Chris?
Originally, I'm from Toombsboro.
Toombsboro. That's around like Vidalia and shit,
no,
right?
No, that is.
Where's Toombsboro?
In the middle of fucking nowhere.
The whole town is for sale, literally.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a joke.
Like, how can a whole town be for sale? Did like the person, the majority, like landholder there?
All the lots that are unoccupied are for sale.
All the buildings too, I think. Some of them.
Swampland is actually one of the places that I started singing at.
What is Swampland? Is the bar there?
Swampland was at one time like the happening spot in Toombsboro. They had music and festivals and all type of shit like that. And it was a big thing then.
It was kind of weird that you said Swampland because you look like you're from the bayou. And yeah. I mean that with all due respect in the world. You look like you could have like slept in mud once or twice, something like that, you know.
Dude, I'm dirty.
You do look dirty.
I'm dirty.
You do, but it's okay. I'm filthy.
Yeah, that's better than dirty, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know which one works better. But anyway, so you're a musician. How'd you get your start? Because you're not young, but you're younger than me, so you're young. You're 28?
28.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
Professionally, I've probably been doing it about 10 years, maybe 11 years.
Oh, my God. Me being a musician at 18, that sounds like several baby mamas.
Yeah. I mean, it was great because it was right about the same time that Luke Bryan came out of Statesboro.
Yeah.
And I was really up in the Statesboro area around that time, so I got to play at a lot of the bars that he played at, which was cool because I got to meet a lot of the people that
What was the one? It's in a shopping center and it's in the corner.
Rum Runners. That's where I've played there several times.
Oh, God. I've left there feeling like I was going to die a couple times.
I woke up with a breathalyzer straw in my pocket at somebody's house. I woke up, me and my buddy, me and my drummer actually were, I got an indecent exposure charge that night.
Oh, I've got one.
Yeah.
Do you really got one?
Yeah, I really do. I was pissing outside of the bar because every Tom, Dick, and Harry that was like at the bar was trying to get to the pisser. So I'm like, fuck this, I'm going outside. So I went outside and all of a sudden I see flashlight going around like all around me and shit. Hey, what y'all doing back there? I'm taking a piss, bro. Like,
I was in Valdosta and there's a street in Valdosta, it's called Remerton, that has all the bars and everything. Well, when I lived down there, my apartment was like, I don't know, half a mile away from this. We always just walk instead of getting DUI, because you can't sneeze in a vehicle down there after drinking without getting pulled over. But so I'm walking, and for some reason I'm walking by myself, probably because no woman wanted to go home with me while I was in college.
Oh,
I know, I was obsessed with them. They didn't like me. It led to a lot of, you know, taking care of yourselves. But so I'm walking away from this bar, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
My ever-loving hand.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler Childers. Yeah, song of the week is Ever-Loving Hand, Tyler Childers. But anyway, so I'm walking, and there's a Zaxby's. And I was like, man, I really got to fucking piss. Like, I got to go. So I walked around to the back of the Zaxby's, and I'm pissing where you order. Like, I'm pissing on where you order.
Pissing going on.
But the whole time, I'm like doing this happy dance where I'm probably like singing the menu in my head. You know, I'm like, I'm going to get some little kickers, and I want some ranch and cheese curds. All the time while I'm like pissing on the sign, all of a sudden, cop car turns its lights on. And like, he don't turn the blue lights on, he just turns his lights on. He was parked next to the trash can and backed in.
You didn't see
him? I never saw him. So I'm just pissing, having a good time. And I know this guy's in there laughing because I'd have been laughing looking at my fat ass pissing, just swinging pecker back and forth on the damn. Yes. So this guy turns the light on and he's just like, when you're finished, I need to talk to you. I'm an officer.
Damn.
And I know, like, I had to, like, go, like, 3/4 away the round and then realize that my dick was in my hand. Then if I pointed at the officer, it's probably going to be, like, another charge.
I wonder if it would, like, it,
if you point your dick at an officer, you're going to get in trouble. I'm pretty sure
I heard one time where somebody cut their dick off and threw it at
Lorena Bobbitt. It's a real thing. It's Lorena Bobbitt.
She didn't throw her husband's dick at anybody.
No, she threw it in the field.
She threw it at her husband.
She threw his
no,
dick
no, 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 no. If Lorena Bobbitt waited until her husband was asleep.
Yeah.
Cut the dick off. And then, like, he wakes up in mid-slice. And he's like, what the fuck? But he had been out, like, drinking all night. So he was like, I don't know. I've pissed the bed. And I didn't know I was pissing the bed, so I don't know about somebody cutting your dick off while you're sleeping.
I think you'd know it.
I think there's a good chance. I think it's like an instant sober, but she went and got in the car, threw it out going down the highway, then went and turned herself in.
How did he find it?
I don't know. Probably like a canine unit. It was a hot dog.
But didn't he get it sewed back on?
No, he did. He did.
2 or 3 pornos.
He did. He did.
He made some.
No, yeah, it does. And it looks like his dick went through a cement blender. Like, it looks like it had just been
upside down one way.
I don't know.
Does it look like it's got scurvy?
It looks like it's got scabies, scurvy, leprosy, everything that a dick doesn't need to have.
She got off scot-free, though, right?
Yeah, because he was beating her the whole time. Yeah,
he beat the hell out of her.
Yeah, he's... And like,
oh,
that,
man.
But she also went and I don't think she got off scot-free, but she didn't have to go to prison or nothing, as far as I remember. But she went and turned herself in. She was like, he was doing this. I lost it. I'm sorry. Slice his dick off. Have mercy on me. Yeah.
I guess that's the right thing to do. You know,
it's going to happen to me.
I think I'd rather just get shot.
I'd rather do a lot of things.
I just don't think I enjoy the rest of my life without my dick.
Me and my dick are pretty close.
We've been through a lot of shit.
We've been through a whole lot of shit together. You could say we're connected, you know?
No. Like, you know. He's always been there when I needed him.
Exactly.
He's put me in places I didn't want to be.
Cost me a lot of money.
Has it? Yes. Oh my gosh. Literally, your dick's going to cost you, if you don't marry him, about $200,000 in your life.
More than that.
Yeah.
You have kids, double it.
Oof. I've only got one kid, and she's still he's still small, so the big money hadn't started rolling.
Oh no, it's coming. Yeah. It's coming. It's cheaper to keep her. As far as the baby mama, you keep them, you have a good time with them, you go back and forth. Mine's fixing to cut my throat because I'm saying it's all there.
Yeah.
But then when your kid gets 18, you're like, bye, bitch. You don't own me no more. Shackles have been broken.
The cool thing about me and my baby mama is we're like, we're kind of like on cool. We're on cool terms, like, you know what I mean. We both know what we need to do. We need to do it for our child. You know what I'm saying? So we're
That's how you met Gracie and her mom earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and her are good. Like, I give her a lot of shit. She's a saint. I got another one that's literally probably Lucifer. Yeah, like, I'm like 90% sure she is, but still, I think she's a really good mother.
Yeah.
It's real important for you being a musician to keep that relationship solid as you can.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because when you blow up and you get mad as hell because half them royalties.
Yeah, that's
bye.
It's alimony or some shit.
Well, was y'all married?
No.
Oh, you gotta pay alimony. You good. You just gotta pay child support.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's that, like $300 a month?
Ooh, they go by what you make.
I'm a musician.
Oh, you poor as hell. You good. Yeah, you broke,
I'm
bro.
Broke, dog.
You broke ass musician.
I'm broke as hell, bro.
Y'all my favorite, though. I absolutely love the guys that still have to push. They still have to grind. Got to get out and hustle.
Hell yeah, dude. Man, every day.
And that's one thing I get so mad about these guys that go up to Nashville. And I respect you for not being there.
I went when I graduated. Yeah. Okay, so I graduated 2010. Yeah.
Nah, I'm 06. We ain't that far apart.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, hell yeah. I didn't realize. How old are you?
33. I just age extremely well. Black don't crack.
That's what I've been telling everybody for years.
That's why my ass guys look like you dropped me and I'm damn, you know.
Yeah, see, my mom, she put me in the microwave when I was a baby, so I got like that year round golden brown.
You got that good skin.
It works.
I got trailer park skin. You got good skin.
But I got that kind hair, though.
Oh, no, I saw it. Yeah. I saw it. You can't teach that. There's a lot of people try to pay for that back in the 80s with the Jerry curls.
Yeah.
And the fact that you got it for free and didn't have to do a perm.
I can do a full-blown fucking afro.
Can you really?
Like full. I got a picture. I'll show you.
I want to see it. I bet you look so Jewish. You look like somebody is either going to rob you legally or somebody's going to rob you illegally, sticking your ass up. Yeah. I don't know which one you... Well, I can see you with a Jufro.
Dude, I've done so
It's probably many the funniest thing ever.
I've done so many different looks. And the thing about it is, every time I change looks, you know how like folks go through phases or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, I went through looks. Like, because I was always a musician. So, you know, I've always been a musian. I started off singing when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, you know? And I started playing guitar when I was like 15. And from then on, I have been trying to decide whether or not or who I was going to be or who I am. And I think, you know, up until the past 4 or 5 years, I didn't even know who I wanted to be as an artist.
Bro. I love that.
Like, I mean, I just kind of was like going with the trends and shit. But now, if you come to one of my shows, you catch one of my shows, you're going to hear everything that I love. You know what I'm saying? Like all the music that influences me or that has any kind of impression on me, like that's what you're going to hear. And it's going to be fucking live and it's going to be badass.
I mean, but that's what it's supposed to be. That's when, because I mean, you're an artist and not just in the concept of music. You're a fucking artist. Artist transcends just your one thing.
Yeah.
And when you get up there and you put you out there, you're painting a fucking picture.
Yeah.
And I've heard the shit you've done. Like you got this blues, southern rock, everything besides pretty boy country that I don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do business with it.
Yeah.
But I don't like
business
it.
Business is good, man.
Whatever pays the bills, if it makes money, it makes sense. But with you, you're you when you get up there.
Yeah. The thing about me when I went up there to Nashville, the whole scene up there is, you got a, I don't know how you would say it.
You got kiss ass.
Yeah.
You got kiss ass. You got kiss a lot of ass.
You got to fit a certain type of
you can always tell person. In Nashville when a trend has changed.
Yeah.
Because
everybody,
every girl all of a sudden's got bell bottoms on again. Every guy's got fucking pearl snaps button ups.
Yeah.
Like you can tell when a trend goes skinny jeans. I got some buddies and they're up there right now wearing skinny jeans. Looking like fucking half a tube of toothpaste.
I mean, I like wearing jeans that make my ass look good and shit for the bitches, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of making them happy.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things in this world.
For sure.
I bet, though, like with you, because you're mixed.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet
I'm
you.
I'm a half-African.
A half-African?
Half-African.
Holy shit. I'm 1/8 African-American.
I'm a half-African.
You know what that 1/8 is?
Like, so I'm privileged and oppressed at the same fucking time.
I just got bad credit. That's it.
My credit score is good though, bro.
That's fucked up. We should change. I'll give you the whole black experience if we just change credit scores. See, then I don't have to go from being 1/8 African American anymore. I can be solid white.
Yeah.
And you could get, I don't know what you'd be then. You'd be like 3/4.
What part of Africa exactly are you from?
Oh, is it South America? in South America. No, it was a joke, but no, I think I could be from like Egypt. I mean, I look like.
From King Tut's nuts?
I did.
That would be
powerful. I made his mummy come.
That was so fucking corny, but it was great.
I love dad jokes.
Dad jokes are the shit. I'm really not the best at them, but I try.
Oh, no. I'm so good that it's bad.
Yeah.
Or I'm so bad that it's good. I really don't know.
Same thing.
But while you were in Nashville, what I was getting to with your skin color, your ethnicity, whatever the hell you call it. You probably got asked to do a lot of Kane Brown shit.
Well, see, I was there before Kane was even. This, like I said,
so did Kane Brown become the original Chris Taylor?
He stole my niche.
That son of a bitch.
That was my niche, and I might have been fucking salty at him for a little while about that shit. I'm pretty sure I was.
I would have been, especially you sound so much better than him.
I do
to hear him without auto tune.
I don't like to put conceits anywhere. I ain't trying to talk shit about him or nothing. And you know, you
probably won't get lost on your own property either.
I ain't finna get lost. No,
was that
bro.
Real?
That was real.
He literally on his own fucking property got lost.
And he called Upchurch, and Upchurch got lost too.
I'm pretty sure it was 30 acres.
Yeah.
Me and you, I don't know about Chris, but we kind of grew up along the same lines. You could put this in the middle of 30 acres. It's not that big.
I'll give you an example, 30 acres. And the listeners have no idea what I'm talking about, but the Blackman County Recreation Department. Yeah. That's about 30 acres, give or take. Could you imagine?
From the back corner. Could you imagine
walking out in the middle of that with woods and getting lost, not being able to find your way out?
I don't care how wooded it is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got to be where this tree on tree on tree where you can't get through it for.
Yeah, it's
got
to be like rainforest deep.
And I also read they were on side by sides.
I heard that. So if you were on side by sides, there's got to be trails, at least some kind.
Some form of trail, yeah.
You know what? He was high. He was high and he didn't know his way back. I don't know whether it is or not, but if I got lost on 30 acres, it better be because I'm high as hell.
Then I don't blame him.
I'd be higher than a Georgia pine, and you put me off somewhere, I'm going to find my way.
I'm going to find my way to the road.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty much anywhere you get dropped off at, I mean, aside like if you on like some fucking Naked and Afraid type shit, you know what I'm saying? If somebody
that's
drops
the dumbest
you off,
shit in the world to me,
yeah, man, dude, they gotta be fucking though.
Oh yeah,
are you kidding me?
They gotta be.
That's 100% yes. The thing that pisses me off is how are you gonna sit there and be like, I'm cold, I'm starving, and then you looking at a cameraman in a Carhartt, like it's like, bitch, come on now, I'll suck your dick for a jacket right now. I'm cold, I'm naked. Just don't tell them. Yeah. There ain't no way it's 100%, which I don't know reality TV is 100% anyway.
No, even the other dude that was out before Naked and Afraid, the one that started doing...
Survivor?
No. Bear. His name's Bear or some shit.
Oh, Bear Grylls.
Grylls, yeah. That guy. Yeah, Bear Grylls. He goes out there and he teaches you like life lessons about how to live outdoors and shit or whatever. Look, all I know is when I get in the woods, moss points to civilization. I mean, it's just certain shit that you know, or at least I know.
I didn't know moss pointed to civilization.
Moss points to civilization.
I never heard that.
It really does. And I mean, like, you know, dude, I told you I'm from the mud, bro.
I know you're clearly got more knowledge of being around.
We can make it happen. I can survive. I got a knife. I got a lighter, pack of cigarettes, some chains and shit on. You put me out, I can handle myself for at least a week.
He's either punching a chicken to death with those rings,
dude,
or he's going to take some of those necklaces and choke the fuck out of a bear.
Yeah. I got plenty of weapons.
I see this.
I mean, you know.
I don't have all those weapons. Like, I can't pull them. Somebody's here.
The Glocks. No, I'm saying.
I thought he's pointing it. No, it's okay. We have more people coming in. This is going to be a group effort. Hopefully they're not talking while they're walking in and fucking up the podcast.
Maybe they won't be talking while they're coming in and fucking up the podcast.
I don't think they hear us, but it's okay. They're blonde. I think one of them looks like Columbine. Shit, it's okay. Sorry. You done making pop bombs now so you can come hang out with us? Anyway. Pop bombs. You remember Columbine, the school shooting back in the 90s?
Oh, pipe bombs, man.
Yeah, yeah. Not
that's you?
She did. She did.
Let me see the ink, though.
But anyway, so
who's telling?
We're getting distracted because there's more people that work with us that are coming in here. I just got distracted, forgot I was doing a podcast.
Dude, I got ADXYH, all that shit.
I just got HOs and different area codes.
Oh,
shit.
Hey, we took it back there, and that was it.
Well, I can't say this shit like that, but you. When people get to see you perform.
Yeah.
One reason why you know some of this shit is because we grew up with it, for one. But you put a lot of other stuff for your acoustic audiences into some of this stuff, man. It's fucking real cool. And when you're listening to you and then all of a sudden, like, some Eminem or something comes up. And then, like, it's not just you being corny doing it. Like, you're fucking good at it.
Yeah, I like it. I like all of it. Like, I mean, dude, if I could... If I could get fans to follow me, I would do, like, I can even see it happening eventually, like, the band just, like, busting out a full Lil Wayne track, like, just maybe something.
You remember the shit, it was probably about 10 years ago where Lil Wayne started doing a little rock?
Yeah, he did the Rebirth album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Dude, I love all music. I'm Man, that's like, that shit. Like, every...
I was literally in the morning... because I just keep my phone on shuffle. But my phone's got like some algorithm or shit that can tell what I've been listening to lately. So the getting ready this morning.
You got to show me how to do that
I will.
I can get some new shit on.
Oh, yeah. So my phone kept going back from Cody Johnson to Tupac, the Machiavelli album. Okay. Like it kept teetering. So it was like Thug Mansion, and then it was Heaven 4G, and then it'd be like Cody Johnson dancing your ass home.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right.
Cody Johnson's badass, dude.
That whole Texas scene, that's our, well, since we can go ahead and announce it now, since the first two dates are scheduled, I just can't tell you who yet. Next year, our theme for all of our concerts is called Red Dirt Meets Red Clay. We're booking Texas artists that are pretty decently well-known right now. And then we're letting our Georgia artists open up for them.
There's some awesome Texas artists right now.
Yeah.
Cody Jinks, Cody Johnson, Coe Wetzel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a bad bitch.
Coe's a bad motherfucker.
Hey, I'll tell y'all, too, for everybody that is listening to us right now.
We play Coe.
Do you got Coe? Tomorrow, we listening to it tonight, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead and plug that for everybody who's around that area tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that's in the Dublin area tomorrow, y'all come out.
October the 16th. October the 16th, Saltwater Fishery.
Yeah. Saltwater Fishery, Dublin, Georgia. Chris Taylor and company. Me and the boys will be out there having a fucking awesome time. And we want y'all to come out and be a part of that. That would be great.
I know that we're probably going.
Much obliged, dude.
Depending on how hungover I am, I don't have any other, like,
Well, already previous engagements.
I can't tell you how the night shall go, but your ass better be on my show tomorrow.
Oh, we make it happen. But the point with the other part of it was, is coming out tonight at 12 o'clock is Sturgill Simpson's new bluegrass album. And I am a huge Sturgill fan. That's one reason why I'm drinking, because I'm going to be up at 12 o'clock and I'm listening to that bitch until I can't stand up no more.
I like that first album that he did.
He probably didn't like the new one.
No.
All right, you got to know like what he's going for. He's got an anime movie on Netflix, and he really hates Nashville. The dude fucking can't stand Nashville. Right. He's actually very liberal too, but I fucking love him. Yeah. I love everything about him. But so he got asked by his record label if he could, or he asked them if he could do a kind of a weird album. And they was like, no, you can't do this.
Dude, that shit was weird.
So he wiggled his way out of that fucking contract.
He was like tripping on acid.
But that's what he does. He's big into psychedelics.
Yeah,
okay. He's big into it. So he was like, when this guy asked him, because he's done a couple movies.
Tripping on shrooms or something.
Oh, my God.
Listen to that.
I've never done them. I've never done hallucinogenics. It's always something I've wanted to do. Because I read how it just opens you up so much as an artist. But at the same time, it's like, I know what's up here in my head.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking want to see it come to life.
I've written some pretty cool songs under the influence of some things.
Okay. We're not going to mention those things.
No, we're just saying the artistic side.
Give me something that you saw, something you felt, or whatever that was different than every day. Not to inspire anybody to do hallucinogenics. I like everybody's encounters from it.
I put my hand through my head. Is that what you're talking about? Give you an event? Give you something that happened?
Yeah, like something you saw.
We recorded it so we could watch it back, right?
Yeah.
We wanted to see, once we were sober, how we were acting when we weren't sober. So what I did was I took my hand, and I put my head, my forehead, in the palm. You know, like the face palm emoji? Yeah. I did that. And then I put my hand on my knee, right? Yep. So I'm like in a, what's that Greek goddess?
Athenas. Not Athenas. Apollo. It's a dude. It's Apollo.
Yeah, I was badass like him for a second. And anyways, I did like this, right? And like my head, I slid my hand from the front of my forehead to the back of my head.
Yeah.
Okay. In my mind, you couldn't tell me that I didn't just put my hand through my head. And I was
stuck. See, I don't want to do that.
I was stuck. No, it wasn't scary.
Yeah.
It wasn't scary. It was just like, yo, I just put my hand through my head. Y'all gotta help me get it out. Like, you know, like.
That's a whole nother level.
It was.
A whole lot more than what I've ever experienced.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, but like, they say that afterwards, you're so creative. That in the process, if you'll have, not necessarily pen and paper, because it's like, you not want to fucking write on it.
No.
You might doodle on it. Yeah,
this,
you might, whatever. But they say it opens you up so much that it makes you, if you're an artist, you're 10 times more of an artsy person. If you're a musician, it makes you see shit that nobody else would see.
Right.
And it's like, all right. So that's where that whole album with Sturgill, with Turtles Coming Down and all that stuff, he did a lot of DMT.
I was just about to say something about DMT. I was going to be like, hey, you know, Joe Rogan is like a big
That's DMT. My guy.
Oh, for real?
Oh, I got that Joe father watching over me. That's why this is going to be good.
But that's
like the poster I have is he talks about it all the time.
DMT and stuff. Yeah. It's like I've never personally experienced any of that. But
I don't know if it was ever put in front of me if I would actually do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't now. I know I would.
I don't know if
me,
I would.
Me 5 years ago, 7 years ago, definitely.
I just hate how much I'm reading on it right now. I am reading so much on it and the effects that it does for you and the positive side effects. I say side effects as an artist, a regular person that has like wanting to work an everyday job or whatever. If you do it, it probably just makes you realize I fucking suck. And for somebody like us, that's what it makes you think. And if for somebody like us, it makes us feel like we suck
because we're not what other people are. Like, it always...
Right.
That's where I fucked up at, because I feel like everybody should be able to do their job, do it good. Yeah. And if you don't, just if it's a regular fucking person, I feel like they feel like it makes them feel bad. Like, folks like us, it boosts us up.
Yeah.
But honestly, again, I've never done it.
Yeah, I'm scared. Neither. So, yeah, I wish
I wouldn't sit scared.
I don't think I would go down that road.
No, I'm so glad that I'm such a wuss about drugs.
Well, I just don't promote drugs anymore.
There's only one to actually
promote. I've suffered. Yeah, there's only
one. But it's going to be legal in 4 years, 5 years at the most.
If not, I'm moving to one of the states that is legal, because it's bullshit.
Besides for the positive side effects from it, it's the income. It's a whole nother cash crop.
Dude, Colorado had to give money back to the people because of the marijuana tax money.
Well, California. California sucks. I would never want to live in California.
I've never been. You been to California?
No, it's just the stories you hear about how shitty it is.
I would
how
like
overpopulated would like the good parts are.
We get on an airplane, man.
I'm not flying on an airplane.
I have never done it, and I'm good.
There's
to do
guys
it
that look like you with way thicker beards that make me scared of airplanes.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
No, they still bomb it. I mean, they have it, you know, and...
You know, there's Applebee's right there at the gate. You get on the airplane, and a TGI Fridays. If you've never flown before, just go in, get you one of those big margaritas or five.
I would have to.
However many it takes.
Yes.
That's what I did. First time I ever flew, I just got hammered. By the time you sit down.
I just
you
don't
get up by the time you sit down.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you sit down and, you know, the seats are pretty comfortable. Yeah. You just want to pass out.
My anxiety. I'd have to take. I don't like prescription pills whatsoever.
I have to take a bunch. I'd have to take some
Xanax or something.
Didn't you say you?
No, it's not like riding a roller coaster.
I know, but
you don't get that feeling because it's a pressurized cab.
I'm a dumbass though. Like, I know that I'll think, okay, I'm in a pressurized cab at 30,000 feet in the air.
You don't even know it. It's like riding in a 77 Cadillac on a dirt road.
That sounds like a good time.
That sounds like a good fucking time, dude.
You know, you see a 76 Cadillac on a dirt road, they have a good time.
They're having a fucking awesome time.
What was that car you almost bought for a demolition?
I did buy it.
Oh, you
I
did
still
buy
have it?
It
is a 77 Lincoln Continental.
And that bitch will hit something hard.
That's what took on the Twin
like
Towers.
Boats.
Yeah, probably made it good.
I mean, it shit could like that.
Yeah.
They built tanks back then out of vehicles.
Yeah.
It's still got a fully functioning 8-track player.
Hell yeah. I don't even...
Would that not be the coolest shit ever to make your own 8-track?
I would love that.
That vintage sound would be vinyl. Being a 70s freak.
I want my own vinyl. I want... You know what I'm saying? Like, I want... Guns N' Roses did an album. I can't remember what the name of the album was, but the guy that got me started playing the guitar, his name is Doug Boone.
Mm-hmm.
He's also from Tunesboro. He's a vinyl freak. So he's got boxes.
The mint classic, good one. Yeah.
Yeah, all the good shit, dude. All right, so I was sitting there going through it one night. We were tore up, fucking sitting there picking around the kitchen table like we always do. That's how it all started. Around the kitchen table, getting drunk as hell on Jack Daniels, fucking playing guitar.
I just fault somebody because you said that. Jack Daniels.
You don't like Jack Daniels?
I don't like what he does to me.
Well, he does that to a lot of people, you know. See, it's not just you. You're not alone.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that. Yeah. It's the Me Too movement.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I just got canceled. I got it. Shit. Well, fuck it. That's why you're listening to a podcast and not radio.
That's right.
Anyway, so y'all were sitting at the table?
Yeah, and one day he was picking Simple Man, a Skinner. And I was like, yo, Doug, I need you to show me how to play that on that guitar. I was like, I feel like I can play that on that guitar. I feel like I can. So he showed me the chords, and I sat there all the rest of the night. That's all I did was just fuck with it, fuck with it, fuck with it. And then I went home, and I told my mom, I was like, I want a guitar. So she bought me one of those... You remember the Spanish dude Esteban?
Yeah, the
commercials,
tanned ass
that would
dark
come
back,
on.
Yeah,
they would come on at like 2 o'clock in the morning and shit, and he'd be sitting there fucking.
Yeah. All that shit. Infomercials.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I remember it.
So, I told my mom she got me one of those, and it came with like some instructional DVDs and shit like that. So I put the first one in, learn how to tune up the guitar, tune the guitar up, and learn how to play. By the time my mom had got home, all right, I got off the school bus at 3 o'clock. By the time my mom had got home, which she got home probably around 6, she got off at 5, she had to come from Dublin, she works at the VA, or she worked at the VA here in Dublin. Or we're not in Dublin right now. We're in Cochrane.
We're in Cochrane.
I'm thinking about tomorrow, dude. I'm stoked about tomorrow.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be dope. Y'all make sure to come out. Saltwater fishery again. Sorry. What was I saying?
No, you're telling a story.
I smoked weed with the president earlier. what was the story?
Your mama bought you a guitar.
She bought me a guitar.
That's why we got three people on this podcast today. I'm glad one of us
is paying attention to what the hell is going on.
Look like Esteban's guitar.
Yeah, Esteban. Okay, so he signed it and everything. Like, yeah. His real signature. I wore the signature off eventually, playing it so much. But so my mom got off at 6 o'clock. I got off the school bus at 3 o'clock. Okay, so from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, I had done learned how to play Greensleeves. You know what Greensleeves is?
Not off the top of my head. I probably know it if I heard it.
Yeah, you would. But anyway, I learned how to play that. And it's just like every day I would sit there for, hours and hours and hours. And my mom would get pissed and be like, cut that fucking shit off and stop playing blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck that. And then I'm playing this. Like, this is what I'm doing. Like, yeah. I like this. This is cool. Now, my fingers would hurt so bad. So I take super glue and put super glue on the tips of my fingers to
harden them.
Make them hard. Yeah. And now, like, they're like hard.
Calloused.
Real hard. You know?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real hard.
Real hard.
What the fuck are we doing? But anyways, so I'm practicing, and it just starts flowing just natural, and I don't know really what I'm doing. All I was doing was like watching YouTube videos and like looking at what they were doing, listening to it, and playing it.
They say the guys that are really good though at most instruments, but mainly guitar, is you can hear it,
yeah,
and then you can pick it and never have to read the music.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about reading no kind of music.
And some of the ones I've seen that are extremely good, they don't know how.
I couldn't teach anybody.
It's playing by ear, dude. That's fucking.
I couldn't teach anybody how to read music.
I really wish when I was that young, I was watching YouTube videos on how to play the guitar. I was watching the tubes. I was watching.
I wish I was younger.
You got hard tips. I got carpal tunnel.
Gosh, when we were that young,
yeah.
We had dial-up internet. There was no YouTube.
It's only 4 years.
There was no YouTube.
We had. I had dial-up too.
How long did it fucking take for the video to load?
A long time. So I had like plenty of time to practice.
You know? I could just see him hitting the chord, and all of a sudden buffering. Yeah, and then you gotta wait to go to the next chord.
A little fucking wheel would come up. Yeah. I'd say, you know how long I looked at that wheel? I mean, shit.
Shit, learning to play internet or learning to play guitar that way just sounds. But it clearly shows, though. Because when you hear you just picking and having a good time, it's really impressive.
Dude, I am blessed. That's what I am.
You are. You can tell.
That's what I am. I'm blessed. And I always give credit where credit's due, man.
Like, yeah.
I started singing in church. The reason that I stopped attending church on a regular basis was because by the time I was 18, 19, I had done got a lot of these tattoos, and it wasn't 2020 where everybody's got fucking tattoos, you know what I'm saying? It was 10 years before that when it was just now acceptable for a policeman to have a tattoo that's
shit. Above, that's been in the last 5 years.
Above the fucking up here, you know, above the sleeve or whatever. So, I distanced myself from the church, but I didn't distance myself from our personal relationship that I have with God. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, that was just something that I always kept. Like, I feel like, you know, my body is somewhat of a church, you know? So, I mean, and then, you know, I had people looking at me because I have skulls, lots of skulls. I love skulls.
I
have a thing for skulls.
I don't know
why. I'll tell you why I have a thing for skulls.
I have one of them.
Because you do. I like skulls because at the end of the day, you got you a white guy, a black guy, a Chinese guy, a fucking Canadian guy, whatever. I don't care.
I like how you mix the two right there. That was good.
Yeah.
Canadians are different human. They're not even. Of all the things you could have picked, you fucking picked a fucking Canadian. Yeah. It's like they're not as good as us.
I mean,
they're their own people.
Yeah, they got their own
thing. Fuck Canada.
Yeah.
You know, Canada. Canada.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Damn race, different country.
I guess so.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Let one of them here. We're going to get fucking bombed. Wait, can. Good God. I can't.
Play the tape.
I'm stuttering. Anyway, Canada. I don't even think they got their own army, do they?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that's who invaded you?
I was actually told that they're special forces. Now, the source I got told this from may be reliable, maybe not. I was told that some of the Navy SEALs or other special forces we got learn a lot from the Canadian special forces.
I got to look that up.
I'd have to see it.
I'd have to. Because I feel like they're all fucking Mounties.
You're saying are? You mean like the dudes on the horse?
I feel like that's their special forces.
With the red.
Like, they could never go in and kill Saddam Hussein or whoever we've all killed.
What was the cartoon? Dudley?
Dudley
Do-Right.
It's Dudley Do-Right. But I can see them all coming
Dudley
in.
Dudley Dumbass.
Yeah, I feel like I'll come in. And like, hey, ends up, eh? And then they like, fuck you.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
I'm not your pal, friend.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It couldn't be like Philip and whatever the other one's name is. What is it?
Fuck. If you wouldn't say
South Park shout out.
Yeah. Shout out South Park.
Oh,
for sure.
Damn it. It's something. I know one's Philip.
One's Philip.
Cartman.
No, Cartman's the best of them all. I don't remember what it's
called. Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
I like the one. Cause mom is a bitch, she's a bitch, that bitch, she's a biggest bitch in the whole wide world. That was my Cartman impression that I'd better never have to do again
if
in my life.
He's like, if it goes in a different country.
Terrence and Philip. Is it Terrence?
Yeah.
Terrence and Philip.
Yeah, because I remember the T.
But that's who, I see Terrence and Philip being their special forces.
Yeah.
Like, they're coming to fucking mow down some just dictator somewhere. And it's like, put your hands up, guy.
Yeah.
And it's,
come on, man.
Yeah. Come peacefully, sir.
That's crazy, man.
We're going to get bombed by Canada now. It's going to be because I said they didn't have a military. Like, we're going to throw that guy.
Hey, that phrase is a trademark. Only be used in any other position of Ricky Bobby.
Oh, shit. We're not doing Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. But so skulls.
Okay. Oh shit, I forgot this is where we started with this.
Yeah.
We're going with skulls. What do they mean to you?
Skulls, what they mean to me. At the end of the day, you take all the skin off, you take all the muscle off, you take everything. When you get down to the bone, you get down to the skull, everybody's the same.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? You can have different blood types. You know what I'm saying? You can have different muscle fucking. He's big, you're bigger, you know what I'm saying? I'm small. Shit like that happens.
It's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we eat more than you.
Yeah, I really don't eat that much. I don't, I mean, I, at one time, yeah, when I get the munchies, I eat a lot.
I like thick women. They come with a lot of calories.
What is that? I mean.
Because you got to feed them a whole lot more than you got to feed the other ones, which I don't mind because that means I get to eat good.
You get to eat more too.
But then also, every kiss is like, this one bite it's of a Krispy Kreme.
It's hard. Dude, it's hard to find without going out fast food. Like, I really don't like to eat fast food.
I've gained, in 2 weeks, I've gained about 7 pounds because I'm here in the studio all the time.
You gotta have fast food.
I tried one day getting a crock pot. Yeah. Now, if you go look at the crock pot, there's something in it that started off a buffalo chicken dip.
It probably looks like something that come out the south end of a northbound chicken.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Chris is a musician. I talk for shit for a living, but we have somebody with us, Neil Mullis, that actually has an adult job.
I got an adult job.
You do not have an adult job.
I don't have. Hey, I do.
I know you do construction too.
I work
too.
Construction Monday through Friday.
You struck me as a mechanic.
No, construction. I work.
That's probably because he chops carts.
I work with my wood, bro. I work with wood. That's my wood.
I come from a drywall company. It's called Well Hung Drywall.
He kind of looks like one of those mechanics off of Gas Monkey Garage.
You should say.
He does. I think he actually
Look like you could work off Gas Monkey, that dude that restores.
I'm not a good mechanic.
Me either.
I can change.
This guy over here. I think he probably knows everything about vehicles. Massive and then he'll call me. He just said a while ago in the podcast, he's like, yeah, it has the original whatever in it. And I'm just nodding my head. Cause like, yeah.
I don't know shit. Yeah, that's cool.
8-track player?
No, I thought you said an engine.
No, 8-track.
I thought you said it had the, anyway, he has done it before because we've had conversations out of here. He'll tell me, oh, it's got a 450 in it. And I'm like, so it'll go 450 miles an hour?
Dude, that's how
I feel. That sounds fast.
That's how I feel when people talk about sports.
I know. See, I'm knowledge in sports.
I'm not knowledge.
But you got to be knowledgeable in something.
I mean, I know the big people in the sports. Yeah. You know, the names that everybody talks about and all that shit. But I'm knowledgeable about, like, shit, dude. Movies.
What's your favorite movies? Like, a couple, two or three?
Shit, man.
I've got like a list. Mine changes every.
It just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
What kind of movie is usually your?
Forrest Gump is my favorite movie.
Oh yeah,
that's a damn good one.
Top five for me.
Okay,
top five
and then me. Like if you want to get goofy, I like getting goofy. Okay. So like, Will Ferrell.
I like a lot of Will Ferrell. He's not in any of my tops.
Yeah,
but Will Ferrell is extremely funny.
Yeah, I like Will Ferrell.
He's too white for me, but outside of that. He's
too white for
me. He's
you?
Too white for me.
How does that work? He's playing that.
All right, so
I'm a man of many colors.
Okay. So with my comedy, there's two kings of comedy, and then there's one that's a close third, and then everybody else falls super short.
So what's your three then?
Richard Pryor's number one. Okay. All time is the funniest man ever alive. Chappelle's number two.
Chappelle is funny.
Richard Pryor's probably 1A and Chappelle's 1B. It's real close.
Yeah, that's.
But the third, and he literally has not done stand-up in 30 years, is Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy with his first two specials.
With
the red suit and then the other suit. One of them's called Delirious. One of them's called Raw. Yeah. Yeah. And, man, I'm telling you, that's the funniest shit.
I've never seen either one of them.
My God.
I've seen the Bernie Mac one.
No, I'm telling
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, Pryor was on a completely different level. Now you good. It'll peak.
Yeah,
Richard Pryor was on a completely different level than anybody. Chappelle is so fucking close to it. It's stupid. Yeah, but Eddie Murphy, because a bunch of us got fucked on Eddie Murphy because he had already sold out by the time we were born. When he started doing like kids' movies and other stuff, Coming to America is an all time fucking great movie.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Fucking Harlem Nights with him. There's a couple of them that he's so good in.
Harlem Nights, that's the one that's got like Red Fox and shit.
Yeah. He shot up. Oh, what is it? Fucking, because me and my daughter's 9, but we watch a bunch of the same stuff like that as long as it don't have anything too bad in it.
Right.
But there's a scene in it where Eddie Murphy's fighting the lady that works there. He fucking shoots off her pinky toe. And she goes, oh, you shut off my pinky toe. I's got to fuck you up now. And I'm telling you, Gracie and me both every time we're like, that's the funniest shit I've ever. It's the way she says it. It's the way she delivers the line.
Yeah, it's not what she says. It's how she says it.
But Eddie Murphy, those first two specials are so fucked up. Compared to the time and day we live in, there's not an artist now, a comedian, that could get away with that shit. The stuff that he says in these two, fucking amazing.
I'm gonna go watch it.
Oh, you're gonna have to.
It's a piece of one of them.
Both of them are a piece of art.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you.
Now, Chappelle Show, I was all about Chappelle. Like, Chappelle was fucking. Chappelle did it. He did it on him. Dude, he shitted on him. Like, all right, so
Everybody that's our age, that show was something fucking special.
It was. It was a fucking stepping stone for comedy skits and shit like that. That's why you got stuff now like what? Like Wildin' Out and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Folks trying to follow that same skit. Key and Peele.
I think they are. They make a bunch of those fucked up movies. Like, what was the one where the dude
was froze?
Froze.
He was sitting at a table.
Oh yeah, what is that movie? Get Out.
Get Out.
Get Out.
Yeah.
Where they was like these uppity ass white people own these brothers.
Yeah, they own these brothers. They have real slaves, bro.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, because all lives matter.
Oh, that's what we're
even the black ones.
Well, if for you it has to be all lives matter, or one of you hates the other.
Exactly.
Hashtag mixed.
Look, they hashtag mutt.
It's okay. The best, some of the best dogs ever were mutts.
This is very true.
It's true. Y'all were the lowest breed.
I got a blue pit now, and I've had her for probably 7 years now. I had her since she was a little puppy, but I used to have a just a little. He looked like a Jack Russell, and like damn, he was the coolest dog ever. Like he was chill. We called him MJ, and I'm not sure what MJ even stood for.
Well, half he's black, I can guess.
No.
Did he have a 23 collar, too?
He didn't, but see, the thing about it was, he was so chill. It was just, I don't know, he was a cool-ass dog, but he was a mutt. We all liked him, and then one day he disappeared. And
everybody likes mutts.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he didn't get run over.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, that's
getting run over by puppies is sad. Yeah. Our puppies getting run over is sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting run over by puppies sounds amazing.
Yeah,
it does. It's like laying there.
I can enjoy.
I'm pretty sure it's every white girl's dream ever. You throw a fucking Starbucks in there and some chocolate.
Pumpkin spice?
Yeah, pumpkin spice. Puppy baths.
Yeah.
Somebody just got wet here and there.
Yeah.
Somebody's just like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Really? But for real, you can dump pumpkin spice. That just became a fetish.
Hey, look.
And I'm going to dump pumpkin spice all over me, and I'm going to let the dogs lick it off.
They got pumpkin
spice. Some white girl just said, you know what? That's not bad.
Yeah, they got pumpkin spice air stuff.
You look like pumpkin spice.
If that was a thing.
No, it's okay.
All right, it's okay. The bitches love me. It's okay. You know?
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I look like the worst milk chocolate ever.
Milk chocolate.
I do. But it's not the good qualities.
I don't know who I think you look like. I think you favor somebody, but I think it's like maybe two somebodies.
Well, Zeus was a Greek god.
The more that I.
Pretty sure that we have a lot of the same traits.
The more that I look at you, it'll eventually come to me.
It's okay. That's what I tell the women, too.
Yeah.
The more you look at me, the more you're going to come to me.
Yeah, eventually you're going to come to me. Come to butthead.
Yeah. The great Cornholio. I love hanging out with people my age.
Keep me from my bungalow.
Oh, my God. That's all I used to do. Besides for that one, there was another line in one movie. The Water Boy, where
I was just about to buy a Water Boy jersey.
Oh, the Bobby Boucher.
I know that you're a jersey.
I'm a jersey fanatic. The Mud Dogs orange jersey with the brown lettering.
Dude, I got a pair of Jordans. Remember I was telling you when I talked to you on the phone at one time. I got this thing with the first Jordans that they come out with, the retro ones.
Mm-hmm. The red and black ones.
Yeah. But I like all different colors, right?
Okay.
Like,
I'm a jersey fanatic now.
Yeah.
And I like shoes and everything. Yeah. Let me tell you, I am the whitest person you've ever met in your life. More Caucasian than most.
Right.
And when you see my ass wearing my retro fives that are from the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, you're looking at me like
swaggy.
He's like, "What the fuck just happened?"
No, I respect the shit out of that.
But I got I like weird shit. I like when you see me, you're like, "What the fuck's this guy got?"
Yeah.
But then I got Super Max. I got fat ass ankles, and on those shoes, it's so wide at the ankle, it looks like I got like cankles and tankles mixed.
Yeah.
Like if I fucking run into you. and you're a little thing. You're
Before I got sick, I had a decent amount of weight on me. Like, if you go on my Facebook.
Is that what you told the police officer? Because there's no way in fucking hell you had any weight on you.
Dude, I'll show you pictures. I had.
You look like the after picture of AIDS.
When my fucking.
I'm going to be positive about it. It's 2020. You can joke about AIDS. I don't even think it's that serious anymore.
Yeah, I think it's curable now.
Yeah, it's got that. They got that pill. It's called HIMS. Because if you be fucking HIMS, you got to take it. Somebody's a great strategist.
That's horrible.
But anyway,
Magic Johnson's been living with it for like 25
Magic
years.
Magic Johnson's rich.
Yeah.
He either didn't have AIDS,
hey man,
or he had the good AIDS.
Dude, the Don is impenetrable by coronavirus. I mean, you know
who?
The Don.
The Don.
Fucking Donald Trump.
He just got coronavirus.
No, but he's already back out, man.
I know, he good.
Yeah, he's straight.
Are you making them all?
I know.
You go?
No.
Come on, let's go.
I want to go. No, y'all can all look at that. You ain't going to get close to him. You're going to be around so many. Traffic's going to be a bitch where it's getting in and out. Secret Service is going to have to check every single person, and they're only going to allow X amount of people to come anyway. So I doubt you're going to stand in line for 8 hours tomorrow. I'm not going to stand in 8 hours tomorrow. And if you wait till the last minute to go, the line's going to be so damn long. You ain't going to get, if they let you in, you're not going to be able to see him.
Yeah.
You know how people's fucking going? The bad thing is there's a lot of people saying that if Trump loses Georgia and loses Florida, there's no way he can win. And right now, that's why a lot of people think that he's coming to Georgia.
He's not losing Georgia.
He ain't going to lose Georgia.
I don't think he's going to lose Georgia.
I don't think he's going to lose Florida.
I don't know. Florida's fucking.
No,
I mean, it's in the best way. Every one of them look like you down there.
I don't know.
In
what,
Florida.
It's the sun, dude.
I don't know what it is.
I'd be outside all the time. Mine is me being outside all the time.
I shared it on Facebook.
Because if I'm not playing a show, I'm swinging a hammer or toting wood or screwing something.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
I tend to be screwing myself most of the time. What did you say it was on Facebook?
My ever-loving hand.
The UFC fighter, Masvidal.
The one that beat the shit out of McGregor last
time? Yeah, 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 him. He was in Florida, or he was in some Latino community. There was a heap of folks there.
I get mistaken for Hispanic all the time.
And he was...
Look, did I take the hat off?
No, I do too.
Dude, that's straight Mexican right there, bro. What's up, Wato?
No, we're not doing that. I already think you're going to rob me. Now I really do.
You know what I mean?
He was in Florida doing
But, I mean, he was...
Like showing a community that was Trump supportive?
Yeah, I mean, he was for him. You know, he was
I really think with the election, he's either going to get fucking... He's going to win by a landslide, or Biden's going to have a blowout.
Well, how many
I don't think either one of them ease away with it.
How many people do you know that's got called for a poll?
I got called for a lot of them, and... A lot of stupid ass text messages. I usually just send dick pics.
So you've actually got called for a poll?
Yeah.
Really?
Send a couple times. Back. Yeah. Every time you get one of those like telemarketers or whatever, and they'll, I guess it's not even telemarketers anymore, is text messages and stuff. I always send a dick pic back. Every time. It ain't my dick pic. Like, I literally took a picture of. Or screenshotted
something worth showing.
Yeah, like big old, just 9 inches floppy, and I send it back. And most of the time, they realize that they're calling somebody that's not in their demographic anyway.
Yeah,
like you see that big old black dick. Yeah. Oh, we're not calling him no more.
We ain't trying to call him no more.
No, we want to find the Caucasians. We need the Caucasians.
The Caucasians. That's
what I call us.
Well, I'm just curious, not to get off subject with Trump or anything, but just met you. What style music do you actually play?
Oh, you're going to get to hear it in a few minutes.
Well, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I walked in before this podcast started and you were singing, I don't know the
Band
reason.
Band of Heathens.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It sounded pretty damn good.
No. This is what I like about this cat. He's tricky as hell when he gets up there. Like, he'll be doing, I don't know if Keith Whitley's in your repertoire. I would think you could do some Whitley. But he'll go from Whitley to very, like, quickly and smoothly with the transition. He'll end up doing, like, some Eminem. Or, like, something. He literally can do whatever I've heard him do, he's done damn good at.
Well, somebody I watched a long time ago, back when Whiskey River was still going.
I miss Whiskey River.
Neil McCoy.
Yeah.
Can do that.
Yeah.
He can take one of his original songs, and next thing you know, he's singing Tupac.
My lead guitar.
Or he's singing, you know, Eminem.
I would shit myself.
You know, just something like that.
Doing Pac.
My lead guitarist opened up for Neil McCoy last month.
Really?
Yeah.
I like old Neil.
I do too.
Dude, he's patriotic as hell.
Hell of a
guy.
I
think he's cool.
That's one thing that folks need to know about you. Too is like before when we were doing the Velvet Session, which y'all go check out now. It should be up on YouTube. Velvet Session, Chris Taylor, Raising Grace Studios. Like we had a conversation
I'm
beforehand.
Ready to watch that.
I know you are. I'm ready for them to hear you live some more because we're gonna record you some more.
Okay.
You just don't know it yet. Me and you both gotta be in a good state,
right?
And the Braves gotta be winning, and they ain't. So
okay,
it's all right. They tied.
They don't matter.
But anyway.
And so it's the bottom of the fifth, bro. They got time.
They got plenty of time.
Yeah.
But they're going to get to hear you some more later and everything. But it's just real smooth how you do that shit. It's just real smooth how you have to transition and all that shit.
I'll rap a little bit, too. How about that?
I can rap, would you?
I can flow.
I shit you not.
Flow,
it's,
dude.
It's a hidden talent. It's a stupid ad, and I can't freestyle. It's a hidden talent. I'm just good with the rhythm.
Yeah.
I can't sing for shit now.
Yeah.
But the good Lord, I said it on every podcast at this point, he knew not to give me no musical talent. To be this pretty.
Yeah. And
be able to sing, yeah. I'm this over with. You ain't going to know who Luke Combs.
Dude, I took
They're
a
They're
going
to call me Luke Dongs. If I can sing like him, I'm telling you, it's over with. I'm going to have to stop at every health department everywhere I go.
You're going to officially change your name to Luke Dongs?
I will. I might. I'll start an OnlyFans.
I would. Okay. I mean, dude, you got this fucking belt.
It is a nice belt. For the people that can't see us because we're not recording this, he's holding my WCW NWO World Heavyweight Championship replica belt from Hulk Hogan's shop in Orlando.
I feel like this bitch is real big.
I feel like if I saw you walking down the street holding that, I would think you stole it.
Like, I thought you were gonna say you try to steal it from
no,
me.
No, I wouldn't, because you look like you carry a knife.
No, I carry a knife, gun, air stuff. I'm from the mud, buddy.
Well, Chris, tell them one more time before we get out of here where they can find your music.
You want me to plug it all?
Yeah, plug it all real fast.
Plug it all real fast. Okay, so if you guys are digging the podcast, which you should be digging the podcast.
They should be laughing their ass off.
I mean, dude, I have had a great time. Shout out to Josh Terry. Shout out to my boy Neil, and I just met him tonight. We're going to get to know
that's our security in the
a little bit better. Yeah, I was going to say something about
that. No, that's our security.
I was like, look, when Chris Taylor Company just fucking gets famous, you can just, like, I don't know what
just
you
tag
do.
Along.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what you do, but we can just.
Literally works in the railroad. If there's any job that was fitting to an individual in this world, he looks like fucking John Henry from the. He's the big ass
the
John
real
Henry.
John Henry.
Right now. You did, and what's even better, he's got this big mastiff dog that would be Babe the Blue Ox. Y'all completely missed like the best Halloween joke ever. Like you dressing as a lumberjack.
You got it next year.
And it's spray painting
your
dog.
Next year.
Well, they haven't missed it yet.
Yeah.
Hey, plug
yours this year.
Plug my shit.
Plug your shit so we watch some baseball and drink.
Okay. All right, so at official Chris Taylor Music, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Let's see, tomorrow night, if you're around the Dublin area, me and my band, Chris
Taylor
Company.
October
the 16th is the date that I'm informed on. We will be playing at Saltwater Fishery in Dublin. You guys make sure to come out if you're in the area. Dude, we'd love to see y'all, hang out with you guys. Y'all can get to experience firsthand the things that Josh has been talking about as far as me playing.
He's a bad man.
And
he's bad man.
And no, I don't toot no own horn.
I'm fucking tooting it for you. Just take it, little drummer boy.
I'm blessed, and I'll take that.
Good boy. Yeah.
But yeah, man, until next time. Yep. We love you guys.
And thank you also to Neil Mullis.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
One of my good buddies that
is
out of his element, but there's not most things he can do that I can even try to figure out. So thank you for being on and talking.
Oh, I was glad to tag along.
We'll talk more about marriage. We'll get Kilby in here next time, and y'all can go back and forth with me mediating.
I don't think you
want to. Fuck all that marriage stuff.
It's okay. Yeah. Well, thank y'all, folks, for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace.